Now back home, and St. Patrick's Day celebrations are taking place throughout the country. We're going to hear from a number of parades presently, but first to these parade goers in Limerick, talking to our Midwest correspondent, Cathy Halloran.
I'm Mary Gutenkopf. I'm from Swisher, Iowa, USA.
And what brings you to Limerick for our National Day?
We are here to celebrate with all of our Irish cousins in Limerick and having a great time.
You've been able to come to Ireland before?
This is our first time to Ireland, and we've taken in much of the country, and we've had a fantastic time, and everyone in Ireland has been absolutely beautiful to me.
I love your green hair.
Thank you so much.
So where have you come from into the parade?
We're coming from Palaskenry. We came here earlier to get a spot, a good spot, and hopefully the day goes well and everybody will enjoy, should enjoy.
Well, you're all dressed up and you've come in all your colour.
We come in ready, yes.
And what do you enjoy about the parade, St. Patrick's Day, our National Day?
Well, a lot of people from different countries perform and everybody's just having fun.
Now to the south of the country, and County Cork is hosting 35 parades, among them Cork City, where over 3,500 people from some 55 arts, sporting and community groups are parading through the city centre, which has exchanged its rebel red for a cloak of green. And our southern editor, Pascal Sheehy, is making his way between parades in County Kerry, and he joins us now. Pascal, tell us where you've been and what you've seen.
Well, Sam, Tommy, Trish, Anna Freud, Erfad, Idrali, Umhranona, Vian and Green, I Tanov, Vigokdena Sostalesh, August V Slow Moron. I'm just after coming, Sam, from the parade in Tralee, a huge crowd there. Fantastic entries. The parade this year has the theme of the Cúpla Focal, celebrating the use of Irish language. I think the fact that the parade in Dublin has been televised now for a number of years, and the production values there have trickled down into every single town and village in the country, and that was apparent here today. You had many entries from integration has been a theme in the parade in Tralee for many years, and you had members of the Ukrainian community, members of the Chinese community in Tralee, members of the Indian community in Tralee, and in a little while we'll be making our way to Killarney. It is the traditional start of the tourist season in Killarney. There will be many Americans there, and I'm sure they will be treated to a very similar offering there. The theme of the parade in Killarney is experience more, and that is all that the town has to offer, and everything else outside it, including the national park. And that is a new marketing campaign by the town, and it's kicking off in Killarney this afternoon.
Pascal Sheehy, enjoy the rest of the parades and thank you. Now we go to the northwest and to Sligo, where the theme of the parade is Ceol Agus Crack. Eileen Magner is there. Eileen, tell us, what's the atmosphere like?
There's a great atmosphere, a drizzly owl day, but the crowds have really come out in numbers again. And Ceol Agus Crack is the theme. And one of the lovely kind of new things that they have introduced this year is they've had little traditional music hubs dotted around the route of the parade. They always have the Sligo Concert Band playing in O'Connell Street. They're always terrific. But now there's little sessions going on of traditional music, and the idea is kind of get a dancing at the crossroads feel throughout the parade. So apart from the little hubs, we've lots of different music from different bands, Ballinacaro School Band, lovely display from the Indian community of music and dance. And as usual in Sligo, terrific turnout of young people, lots of sporting groups and schools represented, and they're all just full of enthusiasm marching through the town. So all going very well there.
And Eileen, is there much evidence of visitors from abroad this year?
Mostly local faces that I met along the way as I was walking along, because we're always in a rush going from one parade to the next. But there were some, I heard some American accents, all right, but a lot of local people out supporting their local clubs and communities and taking part in what's really a 3-day long festival here in Sligo. And tomorrow people will be back out on the streets again, because they're going to have the Burlington Teen Tour marching band from Canada marching through the town. town, over 100 strong, ending up at the town hall tomorrow afternoon. So, okay. The Ceolag is crack on for the whole weekend with different things happening.
Okay, you enjoy it, Eileen Magner in the Northwest. Thank you. Now, 4,000 people are taking part in the country's largest parade, which is weaving its way through the capital as we speak. The theme of this year's Dublin Parade is Mór a Chéile Sin, We Are One, with a focus on community, diversity and sustainability. The international guest of honour is the man who played Bobby Ewing in Dallas, and the parade is being led by representatives of the Irish women's football team, including manager Vera Powell.
How did you feel when the football team was asked to be the Grand Marshal this year?
It is absolutely fabulous. I fell off my chair because I was asked to represent the team, and being a foreigner and diving into this cultural celebration is so special, especially because how the Irish people have embraced me and supported me through very difficult times. It's just that Ireland is doing this and doing it for me and for my team is just something so special.
That was Vera Powell speaking to our arts and media correspondent Sinead Crowley, who joins us now from Dublin City Centre. Sinead, you've watched a lot of parades in your time. How does this one compare?
It's really fabulous. You join me here. I'm on Dame Street. So the parade takes a full 2 hours to come to the city centre. So I'm kind of seeing the beginning of it now. Vera Powell has just gone past in her beautiful car. And as you can hear behind me, the marching bands are now going past. And they're always really popular with the crowd. So it's a huge parade this year, you know, fully back in business after all the disruptions the last few years after COVID and so on, absolutely back in business. And again, what really strikes me every year in Dublin is the amount of people who travel from abroad. We've spoken to Americans today who say it's their dream to watch the parade here in Dublin City Centre, and they may be asking to come over, and they're having a great time. So it's truly international gathering here. You did meet some Dublin, well, came from places like Lusk and Balbriggan, so they're around